Well, we're moving on up. To the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up. To the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. For we're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie.
Night and you and blue Hawaii. Aloha, Mrs. J. How do I look?
Like Don Ho.
Don who?
Ho.
Ho. Ho ho. I'm going to a luau tonight.
Oh, George and I went to a luau once, and he got into a fight.
A fight?
Yeah, a waiter came up to him and said, "Poi." And George said, "Who you calling boy?" And then he hit him.
I gave him a nice Hawaiian punch, eh? You know, like on the television. A nice Hawaiian... Did you like the hula dancing?
Oh, yes.
Yes, a lovely hula. Oh, come on, Mrs. J, dance. Lovely hula hands, graceful as the good emotion. Across the ocean.
What the hell is this, the Gong Show?
Hi, George.
Aloha, Mr. J, aloha.
Say what?
Aloha, it means hello in Hawaiian. Strangely enough, it also means goodbye.
Is that right?
Yes, isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, Belly, aloha!
George, that wasn't very nice. Why do you always do that?
Look, Wheezy, I want Bentley out of here. I'm expecting somebody any minute.
Who?
Bill Jessup, stockbroker.
Bill Jessup? Isn't that your friend who lost his job 6 months ago?
Yep.
How is the poor man?
The poor man is rich.
What?
That's right. I bumped into Jessup today. He's making a fortune in the stock markets.
He is? Your stocks have all been losing money.
That's because my broker is Fred Hanneman. When he talks, nobody listens. That's why I meet with Bill Jessup's man today. His name is Roy Crandall.
Well, what makes you think this Roy Crandall will do better?
Well, he's a one-man operation. He can play his hunches. That's how you make a fortune overnight.
It could also be a way to lose one.
Oh, Wheeze, fly!
She went to the store.
Damn. I want her to make some hors d'oeuvres for Roy Crandall.
George, don't you think you're taking a risk?
Yeah, maybe you're right. Florence's food might kill the poor guy.
No, I mean about changing stockbrokers.
Look, Wheeze, you got to gamble in life. You know that?
I sure do. I married you, didn't I? Oh.
Hey, Foxy Mama.
Don't get fresh with me, Turkey.
That wasn't me, miss. That was J.P.
And who's J.P.?
Thought you'd never ask.
Hey, are you a ventriloquist?
That's right. J.P., tell the lady you're sorry. Only thing I'm sorry about is I'm not sitting on her arm. You know, I got a cousin that lives in this building.
You have?
Yeah, he's a coffee table in 4C.
Oh! How do you like that?
Well, he loves it. He's not used to 30 linen falling all over him.
No, I mean this elevator. The darn thing stuck.
No sweat, Toots. My friend will have it fixed in no time. Push that start button, man. Well, why me? Because your arm is longer than mine.
It's not moving. What do we do now?
What any sensible person would do. Panic! Panic!
Oh, it's moving. Thank the Lord.
Oh, shoot. I was hoping I'd get to spend some time with you.
Well, this is my floor. See you. Hey, where are you going?
Looks like you're going to the same place we're going.
Are you George Jefferson's wife?
Now, I got a lot of problems, but that ain't one of them.
My name is Roy Crandall, and I'm here to see George Jefferson.
My name is Florence, and that sure ain't why I'm here. Come on in. Mr. Jefferson?
Hey, Florence, do me a favor. Hey, who's the guy with the dummy?
Watch what you say about my friend. He's smarter than he looks.
Mr. Jefferson, I'm Roy Crandall.
Ah, you're the stockbroker?
That's a matter of opinion. Keep talking like that, I'm gonna put termites in your pockets.
Hey, Weezy, come here. This is Roy Crandall, the stockbroker I've been telling you about.
Real pleased to meet you, Mrs. Jefferson.
Yeah, he took the words right out my mouth.
Pleased to meet you, or both.
He's gonna help us make a lot of money, right, Crandall?
Don't bet on it. He dropped a bundle in the market the other day.
He did?
Yeah, shot in that throat.
Oh. Hey, Crandall, why don't you have a seat?
Oh. Don't bother pulling up the chair for me. I'll just sit on his knee.
I gotta give it to you, Crandall. You the first stockbroker I ever met that carries a friend around with him on business calls.
That's the whole point, Mr. Jefferson. J.P. here is a great asset to me. Yeah, I do all the thinking for him.
Actually, he's a big promotional help.
He sure is. People ain't about to forget something like you two.
You mean you take your friend with you everywhere you go?
I have to. He's got the driver's license.
Yeah, but you have other talents, J.P. Why don't you sing something for our friends?
How's it go?
How does what go?
Something for our friends.
Look, I'll do the rhythm. You do the lyrics. Ready?
Ready. Hound on, have you heard? Papa gonna die, the mocking bird. Now, eat that mocking bird, don't sing. Papa gonna die, the diamond ring. Now, eat that diamond ring, don't shine. Gonna take it to the side and die. Hound on, where you been? Round the world and I'm going again. Now what you gonna do when you get back? Gonna take a little walk, gonna take a little walk, gonna take a little walk to the railroad track.
Oh, that's wonderful. He's just like a real person.
Yeah, he fools a lot of people.
Hey, man, how come you ain't in show business?
I was, but playing one-night stands just didn't put food on the table. Right on. I lost so much weight, I look like a number two pencil with glasses.
But you're really good.
He should be. I taught him anything he knows.
We stuck at it for a while, but now J.P. and I, we just do it for fun.
It's amazing how you can talk without opening your mouth, Mr. Crandall.
Big deal. I can talk with my mouth closed. See? Mouth ain't moving a bit.
Man, I wish I could talk with my mouth shut.
I wish you could do anything with your mouth shut.
Florence, ain't you got something to do?
Like what?
Like putting those groceries away. Me and Mr. Crandall got to talk business.
Come on, Florence. I'll help you.
Thank you, Miss Jefferson. I'll get the door for you.
Now let's talk turkey.
Who you calling turkey?
No. That's a figure of speech, J.P. Don't you know anything?
Ain't I thought you two cheat to die near the drain?
Man, Quinn, it's gonna be great doing business with you.
Look, Mr. Jefferson, before we decide to talk business, I want you to know my investment philosophy.
Won't need to tell him?
Do you know?
Do you know?
Yeah, I know.
Then I know, Dunny. See, what he's gonna tell you is the stock market is in a stable.
That's unstable, J.P., not in a stable.
Oh, that's good. If the market was in a stable, we might get our shoes dirty.
See, Mr. Jefferson, listed securities are very shaky right now. Over-the-counter stocks are your best bet. High risk with a potential high return.
turn.
Now you're talking about language.
Yeah, he always talks my language. I just want you to know what to expect.
Oh, I know what to expect. Money, just like Bill Jessup's, right?
Yep, I handled all of his investments, and today he's worth $1 million. Of course, when he first came to you, he was worth $10 million.
Cradle, I like your style.
I'll take out his clothes. As long as you're willing to trust me, Mr. Jefferson, I think everything will work out nicely.
Trust you? I trust you so much, I'm gonna put my money where my mouth is.
Nobody's got a roll that big.
There you go.
$5,000, huh?
Well, you know, that's just a little starter. Invest it anything you want, as long as it brings those quick returns.
Quick returns? How about yo-yos?
Yo-yos, that's funny.
Hey, I got $1,030,000, lady. If you want to hear more, how about dinner tonight?
Well.
Oh, come on. My friend would ask you, but he's too shy.
Well, in that case, I'd love to, but only if you're good.
Oh, he'll be good. Or else.
Or else what?
Or else he'll make firewood out of me. Pick you up around 6, Florence?
Good, I'll be ready.
We better get going. Yeah, I'll go with you. See you later, Mrs. Jefferson.
Goodbye, Mr. Crandall. Bye, J.P.
Bye, Mrs. Jefferson. Maybe Leland invest that $5,000 in spaceships.
Spaceships?
Yeah, they're bound to go up. Oh!
Isn't that Mr. Crandall something?
Yeah, he's a sharp dude, all right. Just what I've been looking for.
He makes you feel like J.P. is a real person.
You know something? Carrying that dummy around with him is a good gimmick.
Who you calling?
Fred Hammerman, my old stockbroker. I just want him to... Hammerman! Yeah, George Jefferson. Okay. Listen, you and me ain't gonna be doing business together anymore. Well, I just made up my mind. You just take all my stocks and have them transferred over to Roy Crandall. Yeah, that's right, Crandall. Oh, you know him? He's laughing. Huh? You jiving? No, I don't think it's funny.
What's wrong, George?
Hammerman tells me that Crandall ain't playing with a full deck. He spent a year in a nut house.
You mean he was in a mental hospital?
That's right. Damn. I should have known anybody that carries a dummy around when it's got to be nuts. I'm going to the bank to stop payment on that check before Crandall gets it to the Easter Bunny.
But, George, you just got through saying you were with Mr. Crandall all the way.
Yeah, I was. All the way until I found out he was a cuckoo flying over the nest. Weezy. Did Crandall call?
No, why?
I left a message on his answering service that I had stopped payment on a check. So if he calls...
If he calls, you talk to him. I have to leave for a meeting at the help center.
Oh, Weezy, ain't no telling what a guy like that's gonna do. I just hope he don't get mad and fly off the handle.
George, you're the one who's flying off the handle.
Say what?
You're overreacting.
Overreacting, Weezy. The guy was definitely in a funny farm. I spent 2 hours finding out for sure.
You mean you ran around spying on him?
Yeah! And it wasn't easy. People don't want to get up off of that kind of information.
Of course not. It's none of your business.
It is my business. That nut could have cost me a fortune.
George, do you really think it's right not to do business with a person just because he's had an emotional problem?
Emotional problem, Weezy. We are talking about a dude who was in a mental home.
But if he's out now, he's probably perfectly sane.
Perfectly sane. Now, how many perfectly sane people do you know that spend all their time with a dummy?
Besides me.
Come on, Weezy, be serious.
Look, George, you were in reform school once. Does that mean you're still a criminal?
Look, Weezy, that's different. Being in reform school ain't got nothing to do with having no brains.
You're so right.
You know what I mean? I mean, being in reform school ain't like being in a loony bin.
Yeah, I know what you mean, George. Once a nut, always a nut, right?
Right. Speaking of nuts, where's Florence?
She's at the beauty parlor.
Oh, the beauty parlor. Well, I guess we won't see her for about 2 months.
She's getting her hair done for her date with Mr. Crandall.
A date with Crandall? You mean to tell me she's still gonna go out with him?
Of course she is.
Well, Weezy, didn't you tell her the guy's out
George.
Of
George! Florence met Mr. Crandall and she likes him. Why should I slander the man by telling Florence about his past?
Because that psycho's past could mess up Florence's future.
George, you're being ridiculous.
What is it? What?
Oh, Florence, your hair looks terrific.
Oh, thank you, Miss Jefferson.
Yeah, you don't look like your normal self at all.
I sure hope Roy likes it.
Look, Florence, about this Roy. We just
gonna George, mind your own business.
You know, I never met anybody like him before. He sure is crazy.
He sure is.
Well, Florence, enjoy yourself with Mr. Crandall. I have to go to my meeting.
Look, Weezy, if you ain't gonna tell her, I will.
Tell me what?
George decided not to do business with Mr. Crandall.
Why?
Because George Jefferson don't do no business with no village idiot.
George found out that Mr. Crandall spent some time in a mental hospital.
Mental hospital? You mean I spent all afternoon getting my hair set for a crazy man?
Florence, that's not fair. Mr. Crandall's not crazy.
Then what was he doing on the funny farm?
Somebody's at the door.
Sounds like a woodpecker.
Uh-oh, it's the cuckoo bird.
Mr. Crandall, come in.
Hi, folks.
Hi.
I was just leaving. Hope to see you later.
Me too.
Bye, Mrs. Jefferson.
Wow. Check that foxy hairdo.
Florence, you look great.
Thanks.
Oh, Mr. Jefferson, I got your message.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I hope you didn't get mad at nothing. See, I just figured I ain't gonna be buying those stocks for a while.
What made you change your mind?
Was it my dress?
Oh, no. No, I just changed my mind a lot. That's all. Right, Florence?
Right. He sure does.
Oh, that's too bad. I was gonna buy you 500 shares of United Worm Ranches.
Worm Ranches?
Darn, I'm sorry I missed out on that.
You mean there are herds of worms?
Well, they have plots of land where they raise worms. It's a booming business.
Oh, sounds like a great idea.
I ain't never heard of raising no worms.
Shh. Raise anything. My partner here can even raise mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
How can I raise mashed potatoes?
With a spoon.
What's now? Don't you either like mashed potatoes?
I think I'm beginning to lose my appetite.
Maybe you'll get it back when you find out where they're going to dinner.
Yeah, I made reservations at the old chowder club.
I wanted to tell her.
Best clam chowder in the country. It's in Boston.
Boston?
Massachusetts.
I thought we'd fly up there in my plane.
Your plane?
JP here is my co-pilot.
Oh, no, I ain't going up in no plane with you.
Well, if you don't like to fly, we can go to dinner around here somewhere.
What Florence is trying to tell you is that she'd rather not go to dinner with you at all.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got a terrible headache.
JP, I think something's wrong here. And it's not your breath.
You mean it's your breath?
I was just thinking. Why don't we all just say goodbye, and you and your friend go out and take in a Daffy Duck cartoon? What the hell is that?
Somebody help!
Weezy, is that you?
I'm stuck between floors, George. The elevator's filling up with smoke.
Oh, don't worry, Weezy. We'll get you out of this.
Is that a burglar alarm?
No, it's a fire alarm.
Oh. A fire alarm? Fire! Fire!
He's stuck in the elevator.
Oh,
no! Oh, the doors won't open.
Because it's closed. It's broken, fool.
But look at all the smoke. Somebody better do something.
Yeah, like call the fire department.
Right, Florence, call the fire department.
Okay, tell me to get a crowbar and open them doors.
Right, crowbar. Crandall, where did he go? Just like a nut to lose his head and run away. Right away, we can get a crowbar.
Don't worry, Mrs. J. I'm going to clear away the smoke for you.
Here you go, baby.
Coat rack.
Yeah, right. I couldn't find a quote.
Let's go.
No, not that way. The other way.
The other way.
No!
What are we doing?
I don't know.
We've got to get something to pry open the door.
Okay, right.
Look out, Mr. Jefferson. Get out of here.
Oh, the elevator's burning up with smoke.
as possible, Mrs. D.
Oh, Lord, this is Florence Johnson talking. I don't know why you let this happen to Miss Jefferson, Lord, but I sure would appreciate it if you would do something. And quit, you hear?
We're doing the best we can, Mrs. J.
We get you out, Wheezy. Wheezy, you all right? Damn it, Wheezy, answer me! Wheezy!
George,
I can't talk to you now, Wheezy. I'm trying to get you out of here. Wheezy!
Miss Jefferson!
Mrs. J.
Oh, Miss Jefferson!
Are you all right?
How'd you get stuck in there? We're trying to get you out of this.
Don't worry, folks. You can go back to your apartments now. It's just an electrical short. We'll have the smoke cleared out in no time.
I just want to thank you for saving my wife's life.
Oh, don't thank me. Thank him. He's the one who kept his head.
Randall, I thought you split.
Heard Mrs. Jefferson's voice coming from downstairs, so I ran down to the next floor.
Why not think of that?
Mr. Crandall yelled through the doors and told me to push these little round buttons.
Pickup rollers. They released mechanical interlock.
And then I got the doors open, I jumped down 3 feet, and he caught me.
Who do you think you are, man? Spider-Man?
Oh, I say, what an incredible dummy.
Yeah, I sure am.
Me too.
Well, now that you're safe, Mrs. J, I've got to hurry off to my luau. Aloha and toodle-pip.
Well, how about us just going back inside? Hey, that was some quick thinking you did, Dick Randall. How'd you know what to do?
You'd be surprised what a crazy man like me knows.
Yeah, well, I tell you the truth. I thought that...
I know what you thought. You thought since I spent some time in a mental hospital, I might still be crazy.
Well, why'd they throw you in the nut? I mean, in the hospital anyway.
Nobody threw me in. I admit it myself. I felt I was burning myself out.
Huh?
Yeah, he was having problems. Even when I talked to him, he yelled at me. When we left show business, I tried to act the way normal people do. And it was driving me crazy. What I learned in that hospital was to be myself. Me too.
Well, how come you didn't tell me when I first met you that you had spent time in a mental hospital?
How come you didn't tell Mr. Crandall that you had spent some time in reform school?
Please, you stop talking about me being in reform school. It's in the past. It don't matter no more.
You're right, George. It is in the past, and it doesn't matter anymore.
Crandall, I want to write you another check if you still want to do business with me.
Sure, but you can mail the check to me tomorrow. Well, bye, y'all.
Well, hey, wait a minute. What about our dinner date?
You mean you still want to go?
Yeah, I didn't go to hairdresser for nothing. I'm gonna get my money's worth.
Well, in that case, I'd love to take you to dinner.
No, you wouldn't. I'm taking us all to dinner. Maybe by the time we get back, the elevator will be fixed.
Knock on wood. Don't touch me, Jack.
Hey, JP, why don't you give me a little more of that ham bone?
The ham bone? All right. Ham bone, how do you hurt? How's it gonna die? Nigga, knocking her. How you do it? Knocking her.
The Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.